Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Our fear of the unknown is both real and, in this week of Halloween, irresistible.
This is Mike from Salt Lake City. One Halloween, my friends and I walked up to a house with a bowl of candy that said, "Take one." We couldn't resist and grabbed the entire bowl. As we did, the scary-looking fake monster sitting there stood up and screamed. We dropped the bowl, leaving with no candy.
You got a scary story? Halloween or not, legendary fiction writer, author of kids' book series like Goosebumps, Fear Street, and Nightmare Room, R.L. Stine has a good story about trick-or-treating with his little brother Bill in Ohio as a young boy.
I think I was about 12, and Bill must have been 9, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we went out trick-or-treating. It was the first year we were allowed to go out trick-or-treating by ourselves, no parents. And we went out as ghosts. We had sheets, and we took big shopping bags for all the candy we were going to collect. And I took a can of, you know, that silly string, that stuff you, just in case we had to string somebody. And we went out. It was a cold October night, and we always started trick-or-treating at Mrs. Dawson's house across the street. But I looked over, and her house was dark. I said, "Bill, she isn't home. We'll have to start somewhere else." We went up for blocks, collecting candy, trick-or-treating, blocks, came back. Our bags were bulging with candy. We were really happy. I looked across the street. There was a light on in Mrs. Dawson's front window. I said, "Oh, I guess she's home. Let's go over there." As we got closer, I saw it wasn't a light in the window. It was a big jack-o'-lantern, a fiery yellow jack-o'-lantern with a huge grin carved on its face. And we went up to her front porch and knocked on the door. She didn't come. I rang the bell, knocked on the door. She didn't come. Bill said, "She's in there, Bob. Go ahead, string her." So I took the can of silly string, and I raised it to her door, and I was about to push the button on it, and then I stopped because I was looking at the jack-o'-lantern in the front window, and it wasn't yellow anymore. It was this bright, fiery red. And it wasn't smiling. It had this horrible, ugly scowl on its face. And I dropped the can of silly string, and Bill and I started running down the driveway. We just started running away. And we were halfway down the driveway when the front door came open, and Mrs. Dawson came out. I remember she was wearing this long gray nightgown. I remember the nightgown fluttering in the wind. And she said, "Why did you wake me? Why did you wake me?" And I said, "I'm sorry, Mrs. Dawson. We didn't know. I'm really sorry. But could you answer a question?" She said, "What? What is it?" I said, "That jack-o'-lantern in your window, how did you do that? How did you make a change?" And she said, "Jack-o'-lantern? I don't have a jack-o'-lantern." And Bill and I looked in the front window. It was completely dark. So we ran across the street. We ran home. We went up to our room, we poured out all the candy, we divided it up. We never said another word about it, not another word. But the next morning, I got up and I thought I really should go apologize to Mrs. Dawson for waking her up last night. So I got dressed for school, I had breakfast, and I went outside, crossed the street, and there was a big truck in Mrs. Dawson's driveway and these workers moving in and out. And I went up to one of the workers, and I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Oh, I guess you're getting new neighbors, kid." I said, "Why? What do you mean?" He said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't you hear? Mrs. Dawson died last week."
Get out.
That's my true ghost story.
Get out of here.
Do you think maybe I made up part of it?
What do you think? Some scary fiction there from author R.L. Stine, or a real-life ghost story? We'll have more with R.L. Stine, author of Goosebumps and many other kids' books, tomorrow on The Takeaway. We always want to hear from you. If you have a scary Halloween story, share it with us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.